home. Most of my meetings have been canceled, so now I'm back, and I appreciate that. I'm grateful for the time to be together as a family, but I've encouraged my kids and my wife. We've come together and just have spent so much more time in prayer, and it's been refreshing to us. And I'm excited to see God answer our prayers. And I believe we serve a God who wants to answer our prayers. And I want to just share with you a few thoughts about this concerning missions. I'd like to give you three thoughts on this, and that is first a biblical principle, and then a personal testimony and a practical application. I'd like to start in Matthew chapter 9, and if you listen, Matthew chapter 9, and verse number 38, the Bible says this. Or let's start in verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. I have no doubt anyone who's been in church for any amount of time has heard this passage. It's a passage I grew up with, but I tell you, it still means, it's always changing. The word of God is living, and it always means something different. It can be applied differently in our lives, and truly we understand what the principle is that Jesus was giving here, but I want you to notice that before he was able to pray like he did, first he was moved with compassion. And I'll tell you, in these days that we live, we've seen so many things on the media, as we've seen around the world, pictures of people suffering and dying. But the truth is, physical death is nothing compared to spiritual death. People are dying all around the world, and they need Jesus. And we understand that from the Word of God. We understand that because the Bible tells us, and the same love that God had for the world is the same love we ought to have for the love for the world. And we need to have a compassion for them, because people truly are dying and going to a Christless eternity in hell. And I'll tell you what, it just breaks my heart even now. I'm thankful God has us here, but oh, how we want to get back to the world and even around America and people that need Christ. You know, may God help us to see people the way he sees them and to have compassion. He says here that he was moved with compassion because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And I'm glad we know who the shepherd of our souls is, but he wants to be the shepherd of everyone's soul. And I want to encourage us that even though we may think we're facing these things as a nation and in the world today, but I believe God is greater than these things, and he's still in the work of reaching people. And something that's just been challenging to my heart lately is, how can we be doing more? We know we're not allowed to go out like we once did. We're not able to do the things that we used to think, but the truth is, there's something greater than anything else we can do, and we can do that anywhere we are and in any moment of the day, and that's to pray. I'd like to share with you a personal testimony, because I truly believe that my family, God has orchestrated things to take us to the nation of Kiribati, was the result of prayer. It was the result of prayer. There's a young man who, this very day, he's in at Harvard University. He's working there, actually, in their infectious disease department, and he has a PhD from the University of Alabama. And he's from Kiribati. And over 10 years ago, he emailed my wife and I and contacted us and shared with us about he had found online that we were heading to the nation of Kiribati and that was where he was from. But before he went any farther, he began to question us and to ask us what we believed. He says, I want to know what you believe about salvation and what is the way of salvation. And so I responded to him according to the Bible that salvation is through faith and by grace alone, and that it's not by our works, but through what Jesus Christ did on the cross, and that it's through repenting and receiving his gift of salvation into our lives. And when I had responded to him, he wrote back and was just thrilled to death. And he said, "You're an answer to my prayer." He went on to tell me his story, that as just a young person in high school, he was just so upset with the corruption in the established religions of his nation. He saw that the men of God were not men of God, that rather they were living as men of sin. And he began to quit going to their churches there and instead began reading the Bible for himself and asking God to, and just wanting to know God in a personal way through reading the Bible. And from reading the Bible, he accepted Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. Amazing testimony. The Lord brought him then to the University of Wisconsin on a four-year scholarship to do his bachelor's, and he got a part of a good church that believes the Bible, and he went to that church and began to grow in his knowledge of the Lord, and he started to get a desire and a burden to reach people, and especially his nation. And during a missions emphasis, he got burdened to begin to pray from these very verses that somebody would go to his nation. Isn't that what the Lord Jesus Christ says there? He says, "Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest." And you see, that's what this man did. He began to pray. And he used to pray that somebody would go to his nation to take the gospel. And I if you do the math, that's the same time the Lord began to put it in my heart and in my wife's heart to go to this place. And it's just amazing to see what God has done in this little island nation that most people have never even heard of. Statistically, Kiribati is the second least visited country in the world. But yet God loves those people. And I believe that we're an answer to that man's prayer. I believe also to other people's prayers. There's been countless pastors who have said to me, "Brother Deku, we used to pray for that country on a list of nations that we know didn't have a gospel witness." And I remember we prayed every day. And they pronounced it wrong, Kiribati. But, even myself pronounced it that way until I realized that in their language, T, I, S, and S. But you know what? No matter what, people cried out to the Lord and said, "God, send a witness there. Send somebody to take the gospel." And I believe God answered that prayer. You know, we may think in these days that we don't, there's not a lot that we can do or be involved in. But I'll tell you, there's a lot more than we realize we can be involved in. And that's just simply by praying. And I'd like to challenge you that are maybe listening to me today, that you would to take the challenge of praying specifically for God to send forth laborers. And I'd like to encourage you not to do it just in a general way, as I know I've been guilty of so many times, of just, "Lord, will you send missionaries into the world?" But get specific about it. I believe truly that God wants us to be specific in our prayers, because God then can answer in a specific way, and our faith is increased and we can grow in our lives. And so perhaps there's many resources online. There's many things that are available for you to find, especially in the 1040 window and areas around the world where there are no gospel witnesses, where there are no people spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And perhaps you would take the personal challenge to say, "I'd like to be involved in that. I'd like to be able to be a part of reaching the world." And many of you say, "I can't go." And we know right now many people are hindered as far as traveling around the world. But there's something all of us can do, and that's pray. We can pray. And I want to encourage you not just to pray for yourselves, but how about our children? You know, as examples, we have to be examples as parents to our kids. And we can encourage them to pray. Wouldn't it be exciting as a family to ask God for a country that you can pray specifically for every day, asking God to do a great work in that place, and then to later on, like this gentleman, to find out that God had answered his prayers? This man is so thrilled to death. I just talked to him just last week, and to share with him about these Bibles, and what an excitement he has as he now realizes the Word of God's going to go out and reach all of his people with the truth. He came back a few years ago and I'll never forget, he came back and his family had a big celebration to welcome him back for his visit. And when he left, they had another big celebration. But during that time, he was just there for a few weeks. He just brought so many people to church. He's like, I'm bringing my relatives because I want them to know the truth. And on the last night before he left, such a burden he had, but such an excitement. And he invited me and my family to come to his farewell ceremony. And he said, listen, he said, all my family's going to be there tonight. And this is not normally how we would do it, but I don't care. He says, I'm in charge. This is my farewell celebration. And he said, and I want you to get up and I want you to preach the gospel to every one of them. He said, I want them to know what the truth is. What a passion. You know, what I believe is when we begin to pray, then God gives us a passion and we get an excitement and we be a part of these things. And you may not be able to go to the different places around the world, but you can go there on your knees. And in these days, we need prayer more than anything. We need to pray for our leaders, and not just the leaders of our nation, but the leaders of the whole world, because they need wisdom in these days. But we also need to pray more specifically for souls to be saved. I know my family, I appreciate your prayers and for your support of my brother Scott and his family, and my brother Josh also, who's on deputation. I have my parents there in the Fiji Islands, and also another elder brother who is serving there in another part of the Fiji Islands. And God's doing a great work even there. There's so much fear around the world, but yet we know what the answer to that is, and that's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, our hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe the Bible is clear that when we ask God, he gives. When we ask him for these things, I'd like to share with you a couple verses, if you would, in Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, the Bible talks here about some things about prayer. And Jesus Christ, the disciples ask him to teach them to pray. He asked them to teach them to pray. And we find the example prayer that is there. But then he gives a parable right after the example prayer that he gives. And I'd like to just show you, he says here, in verse number 9, he says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So I truly believe that God knows and God desires that the world be saved. There's no doubt about that. Scripture's so clear on the fact that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And as Peter mentioned, that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all will come to repentance. And we understand that God wants the world to be saved, but we also realize that God wants to use us. God wants to use us because as believers, we're his body. We're members, and we're members of his body. We're what he uses to take that message. How shall they hear? The book of Romans says, Peter, or the Apostle Paul said, how shall they hear unless somebody's sent? How will they know unless we go? But I believe it all begins with prayer. You understand this passage that I read to you in Matthew chapter 9, that immediately after he taught these things to his disciples, we find that then he sent them out. And we see that they went out into the towns, into the villages, and all around to spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that God may be doing something great through this that I know he is, because God makes no mistakes in what he does. And in his time, he makes all things beautiful. But we need to be a part of that. With prayer. And God wants us to be a part of prayer as his church. That's our job, is to be a part of prayer. And we'd like to ask you to pray for us, to pray specifically for the needs of your missionaries. I'd like to encourage you this year to get to know at least one missionary, and not just pray for the missionary, but to get to know their specific needs. And then as a family, pray for the specific needs of those missionaries. because we need your prayers. I can't tell you how many times in the last 10 years that we have just been under the attack of the devil and just, you name it, going on. But I'll tell you what has brought us through those things is the knowledge that people are praying for us. I know that just this last year, two godly men, men that I miss dearly, that have gone on to heaven, that I know for a fact prayed every day for our family. And didn't just pray for us, prayed specifically for us. I'm trying to find people to fill their places. I'm trying to find people to take their place in lifting us up to the Lord, because we need prayers as missionaries. And you can be a part of that. I'd like to challenge you as a family to get at least one, maybe more, and not just to pray for them as a missionary, but to specifically get to know them and to pray for their specific needs, and then to see God answer those needs. Can I tell you, it's exciting to see when God answers your prayers and to answer them in specific ways. As a missionary family, I've encouraged our family so often to pray for things and how God answers those prayers. I'd like to share a short story. I still have some time, but you know, the Bible says in Philippians 4 that the Apostle Paul said, I've learned that whatever state I am, therewith to be content. Because I'll tell you, when you live the way God wants you to do and you ask him for these things, God answers them, and you find that you just have contentment because you know the Lord's taking care of you. There was a time in our ministry and in our family where we needed a generator. In our little island nation where we were, they were redoing the road and they were cutting off the power for 8 to 10 hours a day, every day of the week, so that they could work on the road, because that's where the power lines are. Many a times our power goes off, just very sporadic. And, you know, we just began to pray. And I asked my wife, I said, you know, let's just pray. Let's ask the kids to pray. Let's ask the Lord to provide for this need. And you know what? It's amazing to me to see how God answered that prayer. What happened was my pastor called me up back in the States, our sending church. And, you know, he said, Joel, is there, I just, you know, talking. And he said, is there anything we need to pray about with you? And I told him, I said, Pastor, we need a generator. And he said, well, we'll pray about it. Let's just pray about it. Let's ask the church people to pray with us. So we all prayed. And, you know, they took an offering up the following week after that. And he called me up the week after that and said, Joel, you know, we took up this offer. We've prayed and we've taken up this offering. And here's how much it is. And, you know, I have to be honest with you how our flesh is. I first kind of was I was kind of discouraged because it wasn't the amount of money we needed for a generator. It was actually probably $600 or $800 under the amount that we needed. And you know what though? I had to get one of those rebuke moments from the Lord, because all of a sudden I realized I didn't do the exchange rate between the US dollar and the Australian dollar. And would you know that it was the exact amount when we did the exchange rate? You know what? God's even greater than our exchange rates. He knows all those things. And it was the exact amount of money we needed to go buy a generator. And that generator is still being used today in the work of the ministry. You see, when we pray, God does great things. As Ephesians says, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. But it begins with believers getting on our knees before the throne of God. We have access to the throne of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, and asking him to send forth laborers into the field. And to then not just send them forth, but then to lift them up and support them in the work that they're doing through prayers. I want to encourage you. You can be a part of that just simply by praying. And this year, will you take the challenge to pray for missionaries, but pray for them specifically? And then lastly, if you would, ask God for a country that you can find online, or perhaps the church there can help you, Pastor Walsh. Can help you find a country that doesn't have a gospel witness that you can tell. And then just on your knees before God, ask God to send somebody there. And wouldn't it be so exciting? I believe with God, all things are possible. And we can see God do those great things as we look to him by faith. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I ask that you would just help me in my own life and my family's life, that we would seek your face more, that we would pray as you have commanded us to pray, that we would ask and seek these things, Lord, knowing that you'll give them to us as we pray. Help us to pray to you, Lord, the Lord of the harvest. Truly, the harvest is great. There's so many people around this world that need to know of the truth. They're dying, Lord. They're dying without you. But I pray, God, that you would send forth laborers into your harvest, that people might go forth and proclaim the gospel and the truth to people that don't know, so that they can accept you, Lord. I thank you for what you have done in so many places already around the world. And I pray for those that are serving you faithfully today, that you continue to uplift them. Many missionaries around the world are facing danger with the things that are going on, or stuck in places, that you would just be with them, Lord, and protect them. And may you use us, Lord, in a greater way. I thank you for Pastor Walsh and the Lighthouse Baptist Church there, and for how you've used them. I pray that you'd use us all in a greater way in this new year. Help us not to be discouraged. Help us not to be downhearted, but help us to have more faith and to seek to do more than we've ever done before, because we know, Lord, your return is very soon. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all these things now. In your name we pray. Amen.